Welcome to Out Loud, KBOO's queer news and public affairs show. Out Loud airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Tonight, our guests are going to be two folks from Cascade AIDS Project talking about the AIDS Walk coming up this weekend, as well as local HIV testing services and other local concerns relating to HIV and AIDS. But before we get to that interview, I want to let you know the music that we were just listening to was a local artist. Her name is Jamie Stillway. It was called Stout Street Rag. That song is on the Siren Nation CD. So I'd like to go ahead and start our interview with our two guests from the Cascade AIDS Project. And gentlemen, welcome to the Out Loud Show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Let me go ahead and have you introduce yourselves.
Certainly. My name is Michael LeClaire, and I actually work in men's prevention and wellness at Cascade AIDS Project.
I'm Cree Gordon, and I'm a volunteer with the Teen to Teen program.
To start with, I just want to let folks know, if they've never heard of Cascade AIDS Project, what is this organization all about?
That's a good question. Cascade AIDS Project has been around really since the beginning of the epidemic, and we are the largest HIV/AIDS organization in Oregon, and we do all sorts of work in the community and provide all types of services, not only to those infected with HIV and AIDS, but also those that are affected. We have housing programs. We have programs for youth and family. We've opened up a men's wellness center specifically to reach the gay and bi men's community. We have all sorts of services available and testing as well.
And Cree, tell us a little bit, what does the Teen to Teen program do?
The Teen to Teen program is a program by teens for teens where we train teens in the fall and they come in and they learn all kinds of things about sex, sexuality, HIV, and STIs. And we use those teens to go out and teach other teens about all those different topics.
And do you guys go into schools or community centers? What kind of places does the Teen to Teen program go?
Yes, they go into schools in the Portland metro area, but also in the winter, at the beginning of the year, there's also 4-H and trainings where teens could actually come to CAP and learn those different things as well, like community organizations that work with youth.
Now, what is the website for folks if they want to check you out online?
If you want to check out Cascade AIDS Project, you can go to www.cascadeaids.org, and that's all one word.
All right. Well, let's give our listeners some details about the big walk that's happening this weekend. Is it too late for folks to get involved?
No, it is not. There's always ways to get involved, whether you decide to walk or not. We are going to be, the walk step-off is actually at 10 a.m., but I'll be down there at 7 a.m. along with lots of volunteers like Cree. Mm-hmm. All sorts of folks will be down. We're going to be having activities, information. There's going to be an advocacy tent. There's going to be a main CAP booth where you can get information on all of our programs. And then we have a men's prevention and wellness tent as well. There's always lots of organizations like Starbucks, for example. There's always snacks and breakfast and coffee, and the energy is really amazing. We'll have a lot of guest speakers, and whether you walk or not, it's never too late to come down and get involved.
What is something that you really want our listeners to know? What's going on with HIV and AIDS in Oregon?
That's a really good question. It's a big one. It's always hard to know where to begin. I can talk about the work that I do in men's prevention and wellness, and then Cree can talk more about youth, and we can just sort of fill in as we go along. Currently, AIDS in Oregon is different than AIDS in other parts of the country. It's by no means representative of the nation or internationally. But currently, HIV and AIDS still affects men who have sex with men. More than 70% of new infections, actually, are men who have sex with men. For this reason, we have our own department, Men's Prevention and Wellness, and we open up the Men's Wellness Center as a response to some of the issues surrounding HIV and men who have sex with men. But again, it's not representative of the nation. Certainly minorities are affected disproportionately in other parts of the country. It's heterosexual women, heterosexual African-American or black women. It really does depend on where you are in the country.
Mm-hmm. And what does the teen culture think about HIV?
Really, because I guess I'm kind of young. I wasn't a teen too long ago. But before I found out that I was infected with HIV, I sort of had that invincibility thing going where I didn't think it it happened to me. It was always when it was someone talking about HIV, it was usually like an older white guy. And I was just like, oh, no, that doesn't affect me. So I really wasn't listening. And so that's why I do a lot of the work that I do and volunteer, especially with the teen program, to let teens know that affected doesn't mean infected. And it's an issue that affects us all, but also that it can happen to them, particularly in the agent trainings. I go about like all the activities, just like I'm another one of the youth at the training. And then after we do like our HIV STI part of the training, I get up and go, hi, I'm Cree Gordon and I'm HIV positive. And, you know, I get the kind of reaction because, you know, most of the kids don't think that, you know, I'm HIV positive. But that's definitely the biggest issue, is that sort of invincibility, like it won't happen to me.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard that from teenagers, you know, myself directly, like, why would I care? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you're going to know somebody. If you don't yet, you will know somebody who has HIV. So it's still very relevant in our community here. So what are some other things that, like, let's talk about testing. Like, if sure. someone is concerned, where can they go get tested?
That's a good question. And we have a lot of different resources available in Portland metro area. And I always tell people the first place to start would be to go to our website, because we have a statewide database that you can search by county and find all sorts of resources, including testing resources for you, depending on your geographic area. You know, SMRC, I know, is hoping to start up some testing for queer youth. So there's places to go for youth for testing. We test men who have sex with men at the Wellness Center. But if you go to the website, www.cascadeaids.org, and you click onto the resource button on the left of the page, you're going to find that just this copious amounts of information that you can search by not only county, but by what you're looking for, alcohol and drugs, doctors, really whatever you can think of. And testing is one of those. It would be too much to list, but there is a place near you that's right for you with a sliding scale or no fee. Just depends on where you're at and what your needs are.
Okay. And you mentioned that there's doctor information, so maybe treatment resources
certainly.
As well?
Yep. Definitely.
Okay. So what else would you like to talk about, or what else is important that we need to share with our listeners?
Well, I think it's amazing that Cree's here and that Cree is so open to talking about his experience. And what I get from working with Cascade AIDS Project, and why I do this work, is really embodied in Cree and the work he does with youth, and just the understanding that there's still stigma and there's still this sense of it's always someone else. I really do think that AIDS Walk embodies that message, because you don't have to be gay or straight, man or woman, black or white, young or old. HIV infects or affects us all, and it really is, I think, an embodiment of the response. But I'm really encouraged by Cree and by our Teen to Teen program and our youth. Youth, you know, we are human. Humans are sexual from the time they're born until the time they die, and really, that really hits a fever pitch when we become teenagers. And that's nothing new. You know, teenagers are sexual beings. That's when they're really starting to discover and experiment. And it's really important that we address that and not, I mean, we know that abstinence-only education doesn't work. Certainly, we talk about abstinence, and it's the only way to be 100% sure that you're not going to contract an STD or HIV. But we also know that, you know, not everybody abstains, and we need to give people the tools that they need and the information that they need to make safer decisions and to reduce stigma so that people are comfortable in talking about that. 1 in 4 youth will be infected with an STD, or you may hear us say STI, sexually transmitted infection, before they're 24. So youth are still, as they always have been, having sex. And HIV, you know, the playing field changes, but, you know, we're all still people, and we need to arm ourselves and support each other.
So. Mm-hmm. And I realize I'm working with a lot of youth. They're more worried about getting like gonorrhea or chlamydia or something. But that's one thing that's really cool, is that we can like take all their information, their questions, and like answer them at these agent trainings. And when we go out, and the same ways you protect yourselves from STIs is the same way you can protect yourself from HIV and getting pregnant. And I think it's really cool that CAP has a program specifically targeted for youth, and it's run by youth. So youth go out and do the trainings. It's not anyone older than them. It's their peers talking to them about sex and sexuality. And so I think that's a really cool aspect, which is why I volunteer there. And I really think things like the AIDS Walk, it's cool because it gets the whole community involved, like Michael was saying. So everyone should come out.
I think that Cree brings up a really good point, and that is it's youth talking to youth, and that's just one example. That the idea behind cultural competency and the fact mm-hmm. that, you know, it takes another youth sometimes to say, hey, wake up, you know, this does affect us. It's the same thing with the Men's Wellness Center. You know, we offer testing specifically for men who have sex with men, and there are lots of other places that you can get tested. But there are also lots of reasons why you may not want to get tested, say, at your private doctor or at the county. And the more options people have and the more information that they have, the better equipped they are to protect themselves and to get tested.
So tell us more about the Men's Wellness Center.
Certainly. We had our one-year anniversary this Pride in June, and we opened the Men's Wellness Center really as a response to the community. We had done surveys in the past, CAP, in collaboration with Multnomah County and other community partners, and we really heard from and listened to men who have sex with men. We use that term, MSM, as opposed to gay by men, because there are certainly men who have sex with men who don't identify as gay or bi. But we really heard from these men that they wanted a place for them, and there really wasn't anything like that here in Portland. And so we responded to that, and we opened up the Wellness Center about a year and a half ago, and we offer a combination of both social activities and events and educational or discussion forums, opportunities for men to meet each other outside of the bar scene and really talk about issues that are relevant to them beyond HIV. We also heard from these men that they wanted a more holistic approach to their health and wellness, and they didn't want to be seen as vectors for disease. And I think that's really important because that continues to perpetuate the stigma, you know, that it's only gay men or it's only this group or that group. And, you know, we really wanted to respond to that in a holistic way and treat people as humans. We do everything from bingo and movie nights to discussions about HIV and STDs or massage. And you can find all that information on our website as well.
I was just going to ask, so there's a calendar or some information on the Cascade AIDS Project website?
There is. You can go to the website, and if you go to the main page and click on Gay by Men on the side, on the left side, you'll get taken to all the programs that we offer in that department and also a whole calendar for the Men's Wellness Center. We're really proud of it. We're really excited. The response has been amazing, and we've also moved our testing for men who have sex with men to that center. Took it out of the CAP offices, and really, it's like a living room. It's like, it's a space for and by men, and it really does make a difference. And the response from men getting tested there has been overwhelming.
And again, that website is cascadeaids.org. And I'm figuring there's probably all the other types of events, like the teen, like if a teen is listening and wants to get involved, a teen to teen, that info is on the website, correct?
Yes, I believe it is. I think Annika has stopped taking applicants for this year's Teen to Teen program, but definitely teens can watch out for the programs to come to their school. But there's also agent trainings in the early part of the year that they can come in and get involved with. And so that information should be up as well.
Yeah, and there's lots of ways that youth can get involved beyond Teen to Teen. We've actually had teens from the Teen to Teen program come to the Wellness Center, and it was really sort of this eureka moment when they were like, wow, like I would totally hang out here after school, and which is really the reaction that we want. We know that, you know, teens are having sex when they're young, and yet it's always such a touchy situation to talk about sex and sexuality in a very sex-positive way in the schools, for example. And so the response that we got from teens that came into the Wellness Center or volunteer is just amazing. So there's lots of ways that teens can get involved with CAP. Beyond teen to teen.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, Cree, what's one of your favorite things that you do with teen to teen?
My favorite thing that I do with teen to teen would actually be like the agent trainings we do at CAP, because it gives them the opportunity to come into the office and see what it is. And they learn a lot more about like what the organization does. But it's really cool, just the activities that we have throughout the day, and we provide breakfast and lunch, and it's just a cool place for teens from different backgrounds to come in and meet each other and talk about sex and sexuality and STIs and HIV and all that good stuff, but in a positive way, it's just really cool. Like the actual agent trainings themselves.
Mm-hmm. One thing I really like about the offices is it's such a neutral place. Like what you were saying, you know, so many people have a fear of judgment or just prejudice that exists in our culture. And the offices are completely neutral. The Men's Wellness Center, very positive, welcoming environment. So I really appreciate that. I know a few teens who are in the Teen to Teen program, and they become kind of a point person at their high school. You know, other teens know who they are and, you know, kind of the information and education that they offer. So that's one thing I really, just as an adult who's in the high schools, I really appreciate that teens are available to other teens.
Yeah.
You know, whenever somebody, you know, needs some information. So let's remind our listeners, let's talk a little bit about the AIDS Walk again. So where are people gathering? Where does it start?
So AIDS Walk starts at 8 a.m. this Sunday, and that's October 14th at Pioneer Square. There's going to be all sorts of things available there for people to get involved in, whether they want to walk or not. And you can come down and walk or not walk, whether you've raised money to walk or not. And one of the things we're doing there, we'd love to have testing there, but it's such a huge undertaking. We don't have the capacity yet, but we do. We are having a Know Your Status booth, and what's going to be offered there is what we call risk reduction counseling, and that is if you're not sure about what your risks are or you think you may have had a risky experience, we're setting up two private little mini tents within the larger men's prevention and wellness tent. It can be, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman or what age you are, we're going to have people there willing to talk to you one-on-one in private about your own personal risk for STDs and HIV or answer any questions that you might have, and we'll determine all with you what your options are for testing and resources in the community.
Okay, great. And again, that's going to be this Sunday, and the walk actually starts at?
The step-off is at 10.
But people are gathering 8:30.
At 8, yeah. There's going to be lots going on. So
activities. And a couple of the speakers I noticed, Senator Ron Wyden, the mayor, Tom Potter, and a few other people, you know, from the state will be speaking. Yeah, everyone is welcome, whether you've raised money or not. So come on down to Pioneer Courthouse Square and you can check out. It's the 21st annual AIDS Walk here in Portland.
That's right.
So any closing thoughts, gentlemen, that you want to leave our listeners with?
I would like to welcome anyone not only to visit our website, but just to come on down to the Men's Wellness Center, whether you're a man or not. We want to hear from you. We want you to come down and see what we're about and check out the space. We're open every Wednesday through Saturday from 4 until 10 p.m. And it's also, come down to AIDS Walk. It's going to be a lot of fun. It always is. We're really excited about it, and it's just a really great experience.
Any closing thoughts, Cree?
Yeah, my message is just always that affected doesn't mean infected. So just realize that it's an issue that affects us all, not just people living with HIV.
All right, gentlemen, those are both excellent messages. Thank you so much for coming on the Out Loud show.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I just want to remind our listeners, if you want more information on the AIDS Walk or anything that we've talked about this evening, you can go to the Cascade AIDS Project website at www.cascadeaids.org. And that's going to wrap up the Out Loud show. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud.